I think anytime you buy a lottery ticket or a ticket for the Hospitals Regina Foundation Home Lottery, you dream about that feeling of what would it be like if you were to win. I have yet to experience that feeling. I don't think I've ever won more than $20 in a lottery, but man, I would love to win this house I'm sitting in this morning. Good morning, everyone. It's Greg Morgan here at 4158 Fieldstone Way in the Creeks. I'm sitting in comfort, in lavishness, $1.7 million plus home built by Ripplinger. And if you win it, it comes with $50,000 cash. It's just as you see it, too. When you wander through this home, you get everything you see. Fully landscaped outside, front and back, decorated, furnished. Everything comes with the home, and it's over 4,400 square feet. And we are over 70% sold. And the 50-50 I just checked is almost $760,000, winner taking half of that. So it starts with a base ticket, $100. And today I'll be here all day long selling them in person to meet you. So if you want to pop by, we're at 4158 Fieldstone Way in the Creeks today. And it's a beautiful home. And tonight it's important you buy your ticket before midnight or you miss out on the big deadline here to win the Canuck Adventure bonus prize or take $100,000 cash. Your journey would start in a turbocharged hybrid 2025 Toyota Land Cruiser. It's fully equipped with four-wheel drive to conquer whatever terrain lies ahead of you. Comes with a couple of board works, solar inflatable boards, and a couple of electric bikes as well. And then set your sights on the Great Canadian Outdoors, where your Parks Canada National Discovery Pass will unlock access to over 80 national parks across the country. Pretty cool. Or else take $100,000 cash. HRFHomeLottery.com or in person today at 4158 Fieldstone Way in the Creeks. A little breezy this morning. Stepping outside to leave the studio to come to the home here in the Creeks. I'll admit it. I turned the heat of my vehicle on for a few minutes. It's a little chill in the air with that wind right now, and it's going to be a little brisk off and on throughout the day. But I imagine the Canada Post workers who are now on strike, something like, 450 here in our city alone affected by this, but right across the country. They'll be on the picket line eventually, and this morning there on Sass Drive where it snakes into one lane. Construction is underway again on Sass Drive for about a block and a half there, just outside of the Cornwall Center all the way to the casino intersection. And, oh, man, is it ever backed up during peak rush hours. But, yeah, more on the postal strike coming up. I don't know what they're supposed to do. They're losing something like $10 million a day, so something still has to be figured out. But we'll have all that story coming up. And my friends in the on the farms harvesting this weekend. Looking at the latest crop report right now, it says it's about 68% of the bin, still well below the 83% average. But great harvest weather the last week and into the coming weekend. So as it may be a little bit behind, maybe making some extra headway this weekend with the hot, dry weather. Indeed, I've got to bring out my buddy, our Grey Cup chat, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson. Chat about the Riders in Edmonton tomorrow taking on the Elks. But first, I want you to hear Cody Fajardo, Elks quarterback, on how he feels this game is so important.
Yeah, I'm taking it as a playoff game, win or go home. That's as simple as I can make it. Like, this is a playoff team. We're going to have a playoff atmosphere here with 30,000 expected to show up versus a very good football team. So this is as close to playoff football as you can get without actually being in the playoffs. And if we lose, we're going to have to look ourselves in the mirror during the bye week and really have to find a way mathematically how we can be in the conversation. So in my opinion, it's win or go home. We have to find a way to do whatever we can to win this football game.
You heard the man. They are fifth place in the West, 4 points back at the line. To currently hold the crossover position. It's a big, big game for Cody and the crew, coming off two straight games where they lost on a last-second field goal. Here to discuss the game now, Belton Johnson. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself there, Greg?
I got to tell you, Belton, this morning I am broadcasting from the Hospitals Regina Foundation Grand Prize Show Home in the Creeks. And upstairs, there is, I call it a bonus room. It is made for you and I to sit watching Sunday football. And we'd maybe watch a game there. Then we'd go downstairs to the theater room where you're going to be even more comfortable and watch it on the giant screen. This home is made for you, buddy.
Hey Greg, do they got a nice little patio out back where I could get on the smoker and smoke up some brisket for us, too?
Belton, you could smoke the hell out of this neighborhood in the creeks. That's how wonderful it is because, yes, there is a gas barbecue line ready for you out there. Beautiful covered deck and fireplace. Buddy, you and I could be roommates in this house if we win it. So let's go in on a ticket together. How did you like what Cody said there in regards to how important this game is?
For the Elks, it's very important, right? Because, you know, just the position where they are, I think, what they're 5-9 or whatnot. And you're right, Greg, that they've had those last two games they probably could have won, but they didn't. And with the Riders, you know, they're coming off of a bye week. I'm interested in seeing, you know, how the Riders come into this game because, you know, in the past after a bye week, the Riders hadn't looked so good. So, it's a very important game for the Elks for sure. And for the Riders.
And for the Riders, too, you mentioned coming off a bye week, but they're not only coming off a bye week, they're coming off an ugly loss to Montreal as well. So how do you focus now? What's the mindset for the club?
Well, the mindset, you know, it's they got to go out, they got to get this win because, you know, it just left a nasty taste in the mouth before the bye week there, right? And, you know, I think the defense, they got to shine because they didn't look like themselves last out in the versus the Alouettes. And, you know, I know against the Elks, I think, back in week 8, the Riders had 8 sacks. So they got to get back to that dominant defensive ways there.
Belton Johnson here. No Nelson Lacombo, no Tavon Campbell, no Jackson Ford this weekend. Missing some key pieces in the secondary. So that pass rush, it's going to be needing to be on its best form, isn't it?
It is going to have to be in its best form. And the thing that I'm hoping that they do this go-round that they did not do versus the Alouettes before the bye week, I didn't see them bringing that fifth guy. I didn't see a whole lot of pressure. And I think that is going to be the key here is the pressure for Jardo because we know that sometimes he can have that magic and everything.
Okay, well, what are you thinking here? Rider victory, a close one, or is it going to be a real runaway for the green and white?
I'm going with the Riders. I think they may be getting some offensive pieces back as well, right? So I don't think it'll be a runaway, but I got the Riders going in, winning 29-21.
29-21, yeah. It might be a point or two like the last couple of games the Elks have lost. It's been by only a few points. You never know. Hey, really quick, Belton, I never got a comment from you. Happy with the CFL rule changes or unhappy?
I'm happy with them, Greg. The thing is done is I think it's created a buzz. I felt like that's been the talk all week about the changes. And, for the people that don't like the changes, you know, just give it time. And I'm sure, you know, football is football to me, man.
All right. Enjoy your weekend, pal. Nice talking to you again.
Have a good one, Greg.
Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ on the Riders. He's got him winning 29-21. How about you? Text me 1-877-300-7275. Greg Morgan at the Hospitals Regina Foundation Home Lottery Grand Prize Show Home all day long. We're over 70% sold, and it is my mission to sell this baby out by the end of the day. It would be wonderful, I know. Our 50-50, almost $760,000. Winner will take half. You got to get a base ticket first for $100, and then the 50-50 add-on start at $25. But get it before midnight tonight. That's the whole idea. Or else you're missing out on the big bonus prize, the Canuck Adventure, or $100,000 cash. Yeah, you would get a turbocharged hybrid 2025 Toyota Land Cruiser. It's four-wheel drive, fully equipped. Comes with a couple of paddle boards, electric bikes, and a pass to tour Canada at all the national parks with a Discovery Pass, or $100,000. You can't win that if you wait till after midnight tonight. So why wouldn't you get in on all the winning? HRFHomeLottery.com. And buy in person today. I'm here all day long. Looking forward to meeting you and taking you on a tour of the house. It's easy to find in the creeks. Once you hit Arcola, just follow the signs. And it's just off Chuka pretty much, and then follow the signs. Easy to find on Fieldstone Way. Hey, look, I do want to mention there has been a shooting last night, an officer-involved shooting. Now, we understand someone is dead. It happened last night around 11 o'clock, not far from the Canadian Tire near Prince of Wales Drive on East Houghton Road. All I know for now is what police are telling us, and officers fired shots. One person is dead. CJME senior reporter Lisa Schick is on the scene getting a little more information, and I'll be checking in with her in a short time from now as well. And on top of that, you will also, if you work downtown, likely see picketers, Canada Post, going on strike after the federal government's announcement yesterday of some rather sweeping changes. Unionized workers, I guess, walking out after Canada Post announced it was planning to end door-to-door mail delivery for almost all households within the next decade. And it was the procurement minister who said they need to do that to tackle all the debt load. And there's, after all, they said declining letter mail and parcels aren't moving as much as they used to be either due to competition. The Postal Workers Union said it was caught off guard by all these changes and argued that Canada Post and the government are creating the conditions that drive down demand for those services. So we'll wait and see, but you will be seeing picketers here in Regina and likely Saskatoon today. But losing $10 million a day, they got to figure this out. We're also hearing this morning about a bear spray incident outside of a school here in Regina. Two girls were sprayed outside F.W. Johnson Collegiate. Some teens were arrested there, too. And the Pats are getting ready to reveal themselves for the first time in the new season. They were on the road last weekend for a couple of games, but tonight our Blue Brigade is taking on the Prince Albert Raiders. If you're looking for some family fun, don't forget it's the home opener. A giant tailgate party is going to take place before the game at 7. Tailgate party starts at 5, I'm hearing, on the west side of the Brandt Center. You're encouraged to take some food bank donations to help families, and all ticket holders enjoy a complimentary barbecue tailgate party. I think Bleeker is performing on the stage there too. You know, Coach Brad Haroff, I was talking with him on my show last week when they kicked off the season on the road. And I said, Coach, if there's anything you want out of this club that for the last two seasons has missed the playoffs, what are you hoping this year?
There's steps to this, and I think us, you know, getting into the playoffs and playing meaningful games all the way down the stretch, and, you know, playing games in the spring this year is important for our development. As far as a championship this year, obviously everyone's playing to win a championship, but for us, I think we need to do it in steps, and I think our biggest step right now is playoffs, being a part of that conversation.
Sure hope that comes to fruition. They had a rocky start last weekend. They lost two, but home opener tonight, 7 o'clock against PA. Hey, it's going to be a busy weekend over the Real District. Parking will always be at a premium when it gets busy there, especially Sunday, the Bryan Adams concert, looking like it's pretty much sold out now, too. So they're encouraging ride-sharing. Sheepdogs open up for Bryan on Sunday evening at 7:30. I love that one. The Guess Who. Got to say happy 82nd birthday to Randy Bachman of the Guess Who of BTO fame. Of course, I've heard Randy share. I love the story behind the songs of these guys, and Randy tells a great story about these guys, but I found this long-lost interview with Burton Cummings where he credits Randy for how that song was written and changed the path of their career.
These Eyes, ironically, Randy Bachman came over with a guitar, but Randy plays a little bit of piano, and Randy had the riff. He played this for me. And I think he had the first line. I think he sang, "These eyes cry every night for you." And that was it. And I thought, my God, that's a great start for something. So he taught me that, and then I was able to play it. Then he picked up the nylon string guitar. And then my biggest contribution, well, of course, I finished the lyrics from there, but that whole business in the middle was mine, that these eyes, they're all crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loss, but they're never going to see another one like I had with you. It was just, we traded little pieces. He had the piano riff, and then we went to broke it, you broke it. So we kept trading pieces, and it was literally finished in about half an hour. We had no idea the impact it was about to have 6 months later, and it changed our lives forever.
That's a pretty cool story for Burton Cummings, writing These Eyes with Randy Bachman, who is 82 today. I'm a music guy. I like that kind of stuff. I'm hanging out here at the Hospitals Regina Foundation Grand Prize Show. Home, it's over 70% sold. HRFHomeLottery.com. Tonight, the big deadline. You got to buy a ticket before midnight to get in on the Canuck Adventure bonus prize or $100,000. You'd get a Toyota Land Cruiser, turbocharged, four-wheel drive. Hit whatever terrain you want. It comes with a couple of BoardWorks solar inflatable boards and a couple of electric bikes as well, and then you get this pass that unlocks just about every national park across the country. That or $100,000 cash. You lose an opportunity to win that and make the decision of whether the cash or the prize if you don't buy a ticket before midnight. So get it, HRFHomeLottery.com or in person. We're here all day long in the creeks. Don't forget the cash calendar add-on for another $25 and the 50-50. I believe nearing 760,000 winner taking half of that. So I'm at 4158 Fieldstone Way right now on the creeks. If you want an early morning tour and catch a ticket, you can stop by that way as well, too. Now, here's a story we're following closely this morning. We've been informed that an officer involved shooting happened last night, and someone is dead. It happened last night about 11 o'clock, not far from the Canadian Tire near Prince of Wales Drive, East Houghton Road. Police tell us officers fired shots. One person is dead. Our senior reporter, Lisa Schick, is on the scene, and I'll be checking in with her shortly as she's grabbing us some more details on this one. But, again, we're following this story as well throughout the morning and bring you updates as we can.